The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Junks are presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junks. If you're looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just go to CropMetcalf.com and you can join their team today. Brian Robinson Jr. will join us in about 2 hours at 9 a.m., but right now, we're going to hit the skins. It's brought to you by Don't Sleep Energy. Need to hit the skins right now? Grab a Don't Sleep Energy shot. Need to stay ready all day just in case? Then sip on a refreshing 12-ounce can. You can grab both right now at don'tsleepenergy.com. Use the promo code JUNKIES. You score 10% off. And remember, Don't Sleep makes you great.
You know, I have a bunch of skin stuff to get into, but I did want to mention that thanks to Dr. Walker's office, everybody over there, I don't even know my surgeon yesterday for the root canal cakes. Mm-hmm. Got that taken care of. I actually texted with my regular dentist, the great Dr. Mora. I said, you know, I've got a bunch. I might have two more teeth that need to be pulled.
Okay.
I said, I'm on TV 20 hours a week. I can't have a gaping hole in my smile.
Yeah, it's not great.
And he said, we can figure that out. I need something temporary.
You should have a separate burner phone just for dentists and oral surgeons.
Right.
Just to handle all that.
Well, I'll tell you what I could use.
Keep it separate.
You know, speaking of United Healthcare, I think I'm all out on my dental insurance for the year. I'm over the...
You're maxed out.
Maxed out, so I had to pay a bunch out of pocket.
Yeah.
I'm.
On brand.
I got another 3 weeks. I got to put off some of this stuff until January.
Until it resets.
You got to kick that can down the road.
I have so much stuff that needs to be done still. You want to see a picture?
Sure.
You know, I'm just going to show you, Cakes. I was going to... I would never put this out because it's so embarrassing.
What, of the hole?
Just like when you're there. This is when they have you under... Look, zoom in on the tooth. And you see where they put the stuff. They drill a hole.
This is going to be the worst pinch zoom I've ever done
pinch
on a
zoom
phone.
On that tooth. And you see the hole they drill in there.
I definitely.
You see that?
I see the
hole.
And
that's the stuff they put in there. I think they put like an antibiotic in there. And then they put whatever that filler stuff
is. And you got to have the sunglasses on because that light is so bright.
I think also because they use a heat gun to heat stuff or whatever.
This is not a picture you want. Circulating.
Yeah, I mean,
I would say
you look reprehensible.
who took that picture?
Me. I said I want to take a picture.
Oh, you did it yourself.
Because I said, hold on, I want to see what you guys are doing.
Ah, okay.
You know what I mean? Because you sit there, you can't see what they're doing.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to see what they're doing if that's what they're doing.
But anyway, a lot more to come. That's something I have to look forward to in 2025, Cakes.
Happy holidays.
Yeah, happy holidays, everybody. All right, so a bunch of stuff going on. Obviously, bye week's behind us. I actually heard this first reported. By J.P. Finley. I'm not saying he broke the story, but I was listening to him, I guess maybe when I was leaving the dentist's office, that Jamison Crowder has returned to practice. They opened the 21-day window on him. I didn't realize it was a calf injury that had put him out, I guess like maybe in week three or something like that. So they got a 21-day window to return him to action or else he'll be done for the season. So I definitely think he could be helpful. Obviously, returning kicks. He could play a slot for you. He could catch some big sort of third down balls.
I'll be honest. I kind of forgot he was on the roster.
Yeah.
when that news broke yesterday, I was like, it just reminded me, oh, Jamison Crowder is still on the roster.
Well, didn't you remember when we went through, who was it that had the ball, hit him off the head?
Oz. That was your guy,
yeah,
Oz.
Yeah, Zacchaeus.
Well, yeah. But immediately you're like,
we talked about who could replace
Crowder?
Him.
Yeah. You know?
Well, we knew he was hurt. We just didn't know how bad it was.
I didn't realize it was a calf.
He's very out of sight, out of mind. But good to have him back.
I like Jamison Crowder. I didn't think he had as much left in him as he showed last year, to be honest with you. What's interesting, I also didn't know this, Valdez. There's a story that the Eagles are expected to sign a former Commander. Did you see that?
Ooh, hold on. I think I might have seen it.
Defensive lineman?
No.
Give me another hint. Offensive or defensive player?
I could give you a lot of hints.
All right.
Offensive player.
Skill position or big fat guy?
Skill position-ish.
Skill position ish. Adjacent. I don't know.
How about Valdez's golf buddy?
Oh,
Logan Thomas.
I didn't realize that when San Francisco signed him, did they cut him? To start to see that, I had no idea.
Yeah,
he's been chilling. He's been chilling, but I guess they need help. They're looking for somebody.
Because Goddard's hurt, right?
Some red zone stuff in the playoffs.
If he signs with Philly, you guys could do a, hey, let's meet in the middle and play it like Caves. That's more like closer to you, but still, it's pretty nice.
Got to get on Caves first.
Yeah, that's true. That's a tough pull. I know it's very swanky, very exclusive.
Now, this is from sportingnews.com. It seems like somebody here is suggesting it, but the headline is expected to sign. So yeah, who knows? It's pure speculation.
Could fail the physical.
But Matt Holder, Bleacher Report, is the one that says he thinks they're going to sign Logan Thomas to help with depth.
Because Dallas Goedert has been out, I think, 2 weeks now with an injury.
And then Calcaterra has been getting the targets from tight ends.
Yep.
Yeah,
but they need some depth there. So
that's interesting.
Good for him if he signs there.
And then on our end, there's another rumor. Now, this is from a site that has no credibility.
What's the name of the site?
Heavy.com.
Sure.
I give that site very little credibility. Right. But it's like a Rumorville site. But they're saying the Commanders are urged to sign former $50 million free agent offensive tackle Lael Collins. Down the stretch.
Okay.
And he's had quite an odyssey. You know, he had the incident. What was it? With a girlfriend or something? There was something crazy.
Right before the draft.
Right before the draft. And is he the one that had the gas mask on when he was smoking?
No, that was Laramie Tunsil.
Oh, Laramie Tunsil. Okay. Yeah. I'm getting him confused.
Different guy.
But then he signed a $50 million deal. And then I think he got hurt. And then he signed a $21 million deal maybe with the Bengals. Then I think he got hurt again. Then he signed a one-year $1.75 million deal. I think he basically still hasn't proven he's fully recovered from an ACL, but he's out there. And
so he's on the practice squad. Who's he with right now? Or is he a free agent?
I don't know the answer to that. Okay. I thought he was a free agent.
Okay.
I thought he was a free agent.
So maybe you're right, yeah. So he signed a one-year deal with the Bills, but they cut him.
Right
before the last roster cuts, right before week one.
Right. He's a veteran guy that, you know, obviously has done a lot in this league, Cakes.
Yeah.
It's certainly worth kicking the tires on if you could bring him in for some help along the offensive line. I just question whether or not he's healthy.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, those are a few rumors that are out there. Zach Ertz, speaking of tight ends. Was fined $16,000, Cakes, for a blindside block he had against the Titans last week. Mm. That went unbeknownst to me.
You'd be bitter if you had $16,000 taken out of your paycheck because of a block. You wouldn't be happy.
I wouldn't be happy, but if I had that much in there, I probably wouldn't sweat it too much either.
Does the team
probably
cover
correct.
That, or is that all out of his pocket?
I think the team covers that.
He has to cover that. Yeah, for sure.
I think that's straight out of pocket.
So, obviously... with the Saints, it's a 1 o'clock game on Fox.
Man, the Commanders are pretty big favorite. 7.5, -360.
The total's low in this one, 42 points.
Yep.
So if you look,
43
the matchup
right
predictor on ESPN, which I always get a kick out of, it has Washington winning 69.9% of the time. I think the deal is, you know, obviously with their quarterback issues, Alvin Kamara. It's all down to Alvin Kamara, right?
Yep. I mean, he's the main weapon there. I know that
he leads him in rushing and receiving.
They're trying to like take some of the workload off of him because they've used him so much at this point. And he's not 22 years old. I think he's 29 at this point.
But he's having a remarkable season.
He's having a great year.
Mm-hmm. He hasn't necessarily scored a ton. I mean, six touchdowns rushing and one receiving, mm-hmm. but he's caught 64 balls and he's ran, whatever, mm-hmm. 223 times.
Yeah, they want to ease that workload, especially in it's a lost season for them. And they just re-upped him for, I think, 2 more years. They tacked 2 more years onto his deal. So expect to see a little more of Kendre Miller sprinkled in. He scored a touchdown this past week.
They were running him against the Giants.
And he's a young back that he had really fallen out of favor with Dennis Allen right. and the previous coaching staff.
Now they're throwing him back in.
So they're giving him a chance at this point to see what he's got.
I'll tell you what's really hurt the Saints is the fact that Olave's been out.
Yep.
Seems like most of the year with mm-hmm. his concussions. And then now Taysom Hill out for the rest of the year.
Correct.
So you're taking those two. I'm not sure if Olave is going to play this game. And Shaheed.
Shaheed was a huge, like, deep target for them
yep.
the first half of the season. I don't remember whether he tore an ACL. He had a big injury. Knocked him out for the rest of the year. But they've suffered a lot of personnel now, losses on offense.
You think about all of the offensive weapons that are out and possibly out for the Saints
mm-hmm.
with, obviously, their starting quarterback, Carr. And then Shaheed has been out all year.
Yep.
Taysom Hill. And then if Olave doesn't play.
Mm-hmm.
You basically have one guy that they can go to, maybe two.
You got Kamara and like
Juwan Johnson's pretty
good.
Juwan
Johnson can step in at tight end, but with Hill down.
You can't lose to this team.
Yeah, this is one where you just have to, when you're looking at the final four games and realize you need to win two or three of them, this is one of those two or three that is a must have.
And clearly Vegas thinks that they will win minus 360 on the money line.
So what is interesting is if you just want to replay their schedule in your mind a little bit, you know, a lot of us here, you're not really tracking New Orleans. So they got off to a big start against Carolina, big win 47-10 in week one, then another big win against Dallas. I mean, mm-hmm. two mediocre teams, but they scored 91 points.
They're killing it in their early
season. In their first two games, right? Remember that? We talked about how good they were offensively. And then they went on a 7-game slide.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
Right, so they lost to Philly in a snoozer, 15-12. That sounds like all field goals. They mm-hmm. lost to Atlanta, a two-pointer, 26-24. Then they lost to the Chiefs. Then they lost to Tampa. Then they lost to Denver. Then they lost to the Chargers. Then they
lost to some good teams.
To the Panthers after they beat them, dominated them a week on. Now, was that an Andy Dalton start or was that a Bryce Young? I think that was a Bryce Young start.
I could double-check the box on that. That was a Bryce Young game.
Right. Here. But then, now they've got the injury, and I guess they're officially listing Carr as questionable.
I mean, they may list him as questionable.
Is it a confirmed fracture?
They're calling him week to week.
Left-hand fracture.
It's a left-hand. Okay, so that's why they're leaving it up for grabs. They have won 3 of the last 4, though.
Correct.
So, it's not like they're beating juggernauts.
Beat the Falcons, the Browns, and the Giants.
Right, and they lost to the Rams.
Yeah.
Right. But... You know,
I mean, when they were on that 7-game slide, they lost to some really good teams. But
yeah,
remember,
sure.
Carr got hurt. This is the second time Carr has been hurt. He got hurt earlier in the year, and they had to put Rattler in there for 3 games.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm sorry. I mean, Carr's not going to play, and I don't know if it's going to be Rattler or Hayner, but you have to beat this team with all the injuries they've got.
I'll give them this.
Especially coming off a bye.
Their defense held the Falcons to 17. They held Jameis and company to 14 points.
Mm-hmm.
And they hold the Giants. Now, the Giants are awful. Drew Lock under center. They hold them to 11 points. Like, they can keep the points down. So, hopefully, the Commanders, fresh off the bye, Jaden's 100% healthy. Hopefully, they do what they do and go in and score 28 to 30 points against this team. And it's not even close. Don't make it a close, like, one-score affair late in the game.
Right.
Because that favors the Saints, obviously.
Mm-hmm. All right. I don't know if you guys saw this. But I believe he did this yesterday. Dan Orlovsky ranked the top 20 NFL quarterback receiver duos of 2024. Now,
okay.
I want you to guess a couple things. A, I want you to guess like the sort of the top couple.
One's easy.
And then,
yeah, one's pretty easy.
And then I want you to see where, I want you to guess if Jaden and company made.
Right, well, one has to be Burrow and Chase.
Okay. Right?
Two.
Darnold Jefferson have to be up there.
Darnold Jefferson is number 3.
That's number 3.
Goff St. Brown, number 2.
Number four. You're missing number two.
Number two. It's the number two wide out.
And it's probably just because I think
is it Tua Tyreek?
No, it's Jalen and AJ Brown.
Mm.
Which they haven't put up gaudy statistics, but I guess the big thing is their average connection is 12.5 yards per attempt, which is tops amongst duos with at least 50 targets.
It seems
Stafford and Puka have got to be up there.
Especially lately. It seems like A.J. Brown and Jalen Hurts, there's definitely a rift there. They used to be like super tight. Mm-hmm. And then I think it was yesterday, A.J. Brown was asked like what's going on with the offense. And he's like, passing game needs to be better.
Yeah.
Direct shot.
Well, remember I told you when I was watching that game, they always pan after, you know, when Philly was on defense, they were panning to the bench. Mm-hmm. And it was Brown and Devontae just griping.
Well, I think
not necessarily at each other. They were just bitching at the fact that they couldn't score touchdowns.
Bigger picture, what's probably the root cause of that is because Saquon has been so good on the ground, they just don't pass the ball a lot. Just look at I think they're one of the lower passing rate teams in the entire league.
Yeah.
So like you got AJ Brown, who's a diva wide receiver. He wants the CD Lamb treatment. He wants the Jamar Chase treatment. He's not going to get it in that offense with Saquon racking up
because
the yardage.
Saquon's got to touch the ball 25 times.
No. Right. Valdez, I'm sure you'll have some pride, even though these are kind of like trivial little lists, but they have Lamar and Zay Flowers, top five, best duo. CJ Stroud, Nico Collins, sixth cakes, Russell Wilson and George Pickens, seven. You mentioned Tua, Tyreek, eighth, ninth, Jaden and Terry McLaurin. So we're a top 10 duo.
I might have them a spot or two higher. I think nine's kind of low.
Based on touchdowns, you're right, because a lot of these only have like four touchdowns, three touchdowns. Right. I don't know.
I'd put Stafford, Puka ahead of Jaden.
They have Baker, McLaurin. Mike Evans, 10, Mahomes, DeAndre Hopkins. They haven't really produced. 11, Herbert, Ladd McConkey. Stafford and Puka are down to, they're 13th.
That's way too low.
But they, Puka's been hurt.
Yeah.
He's been hurt.
But when he's healthy, that's a top three duo.
Definitely.
Anyway, we're getting closer. It's only Tuesday, but we'll try to dive more into New Orleans. I'm sure
it's a big one.
I'm sure Drabby and Valdez and those guys will maybe have somebody from New Orleans as we get closer to game time to kind of break it down. But it's a big one, Cakes.
Yep, massive certainly is one. As the Commanders are coming out of the bye week road trip to New Orleans. Ah, you forgot to mention. Chase Young revenge game. Oh, I know you love that narrative so much. You're the biggest fan.
I look at his boxes.
It's another subplot.
And I don't know what he does in quarterback pressures and all those metrics, but he's maybe one tackle a game.
Right.
Doesn't sack anybody.
Safe to say he was massively overdrafted. I think everybody can agree on that. All right, don't forget, coming up later in the show at 9 o'clock, Brian Robinson Jr. from the Washington Commanders. He'll join us at 9 a.m. to talk about the bye week, the upcoming matchup with the Saints, and more. That's coming up at 9 a.m. here on The Junk.
Hey, guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting college football bowl games, good luck. No, seriously, it's never been harder. And you don't want to be hurting your bankroll. You want to make sure you're doing your homework. Listen to Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I will be breaking down every single bowl game, dropping new episodes nearly every day throughout college football's postseason. Spicing things up with a 12-team playoff. Can't wait to see some of those teams from the South come up north for the snow. Be sure to subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Fan's merch shop is open for your holiday shopping. Go to 1067thefanshop.com for our selection of men's and women's shirts, hoodies, coffee mugs, and more. You can order right now for holiday delivery. The perfect gift is at 1067thefanshop.com.
You know, just when you think you've had enough of the Kelseys, the wife of Jason Kelsey's put out a podcast. And I think it like did killer numbers in like its first week. Who cares about Jason Kelsey's wife?
Hey, maybe I should just change my name to Cakes Kelsey. And maybe I'll get a $40 million podcast.
I think it's called Not Gonna Lie with Kylie Kelsey.
Kylie Kelsey. That's a hard name to say.
I don't know. I only know her from maybe like scolding him for being like too hammered at games, like that kind of thing.
Okay.
Like,
right.
I don't know why she's. Why does anybody care what she has to say?
No idea.
I think she had a boatload of downloads.
Because they assume she'll talk about the Travis Tay-Tay relationship.
Is that what it is? So it's all of the Swifties.
It's got to be.
That can't have any staying power. And by
well,
the way,
unless she's talking about
what
it.
What is Johnny Manziel doing in a tub
while that
with his girlfriend?
I mean, I can tell you what it looked like he was doing with his girlfriend or his soulmate. I mean, that was a weird Instagram or whatever it was that he put out.
Right.
That is bizarre.
Yeah, I don't know. I just saw the still.
But
I didn't actually see the
video. I didn't see the video.
I just saw a still.
I didn't know there were moving pictures. I just saw the photo. And it's a pretty graphic photo. Like, you can pretty much figure out what's doing there.
Right. And you see who their girlfriend is, Josie Canseco.
Oh, I didn't know that. I didn't know that was Jose's daughter. Oh, he was.
Is it Jose's or Ozzy's?
Oh, I don't know. I wouldn't have any idea.
I think it's Jose's. Josie. Man, what a freaking great athlete that he just threw it away.
He had drug and alcohol issues that just completely derailed him.
Well, that's what throwing it away is.
Yeah.
It's just amazing. And speaking of throwing away, we talked about it earlier, obviously, the Mangione kid or whatever, who I guess in the Baltimore area, very well-known, prominent family, as Jason said. He owned Turf Valley. What's the other golf course he owned?
It's called Hayfield.
I've never heard of that one.
It's up there, I don't know, north of Baltimore, maybe.
You know, one of the relatives is like a state delegate. He went to Gilman School.
People who are from that area, they know that family.
They know the Mangione.
It's a big spread out family that are in a lot of different industries, but it's a popular name.
And just the idea that a kid went to Penn, you know, the 2 degrees in computer science. I guess he worked out in Stanford. Like, obviously, he was the valedictorian of his high school. Really, really bright guy who just kind of went off the deep end, I guess.
Yep. That's what it sounds like.
It just sounds so bizarre, but I guess it happens.
Had some sort of psychotic break with reality and decided to murder somebody in cold blood.
Drabby, what was the story that someone called in about his grandmother's death benefits weren't paid by the United Healthcare or the funeral benefits?
He just said that this guy believes that had something to do with funeral benefits not being paid for.
Mm-hmm.
It could have. Put it this
Maybe
way.
It was.
It's not an easy answer. If it's true what's being reported, and I assume it is at this point, he had a 262-page manifesto.
Hmm.
That's something that's beyond like. That's
wonder
not
how
like
much
a,
of the that he actually wrote.
Think about 260.
Or if he
just stole it from somewhere.
I mean, I wonder if some of it's Ted Kaczynski's.
Lifted some of it.
Maybe just lifted some of it.
Maybe he's obviously a bright kid.
Maybe ChatGPT.
I'm not saying
manifesto.
He did.
Yeah, maybe he ChatGPT'd it. That's actually also very possible.
Yeah. If I had to write a 250-page manifesto, I'm definitely
because he references Kaczynski's manifesto.
But doesn't that defeat the purpose of a manifesto if you have a fake manifesto?
Right, like it's supposed to be your own.
Yeah, it should be your own
shtick. Weird takes.
But 262 pages. Listen, I did a lot of big papers in college and my master's program. I think, but the largest I ever did was a 60-page paper. 262 pages.
I mean, it's basically a book.
That would take you a full semester. It would take you
months.
Well, I mean,
yeah.
One, he may have lifted some of it. Two, if he went off the grid and wasn't like...
All he's doing is writing.
He could just be just writing his psychotic thoughts into his manifesto.
Right.
It's all he's doing.
Right.
So he jumped on a bus. This is what the New York City Police Department reported. He jumped on a bus minutes or maybe an hour after the murder. And I thought they said he went south back to Atlanta, but I guess he didn't. He went
west
into Pennsylvania.
He went into your home state,
yeah,
where you were born.
And where was he staying? Was he staying at hostels Pennsylvania?
Couldn't tell you.
Was he just on the streets? I mean, what was he doing? Because then he's sitting in a McDonald's, and a customer recognized his eyebrows, I guess, told an employee at McDonald's. Employee said, yeah, looks like him. Called the cops. Cops came and said, and went up to him and said, they questioned him. He was on his computer.
Gave him a fake ID.
And apparently the cops said that he started shaking once they started asking him, were you in New York? Yeah.
Right.
Gave him the same ID that he had and they checked in with the hostel. I think his name was Mark Rosario on the fake ID.
Uh-huh.
So, I mean, just incredible story.
It's just wild.
And thank God they got him now.
Yeah, but there goes
this didn't last for weeks, if not months.
The idea that, if he's in fact the guy, it sure seems like he is.
I mean, he might have killed other people.
He could have been like a Unabomber thing where he did it over 20 years.
Yeah, Kaczynski did it for 17 years, I think, or something like that.
But remember how people were saying, oh, they thought for sure it was the wife, the wife's,
all kinds of theories were thrown out there.
And then the most bizarre one I saw was that
you were saying that?
Well, I said that's what people say. I have no idea.
There were all kinds of theories thrown out there.
I never said it was the wife. I was throwing out the ideas. The most bizarre one I saw was yesterday. They said that a Daily Mail put out there that it could have been him, the United Healthcare guy, hiring someone to kill himself so that his family could get the insurance. I mean, that was the most bizarre.
That seems that is bizarre.
That I saw
really a wacky idea.
No, I had a lot of people tweeting me. I guarantee you, it's the estranged wife.
Yeah, but they don't. Yeah. They're obviously just throwing stuff out there.
Right.
What's crazy about this? They have the weapon. They think they have the weapon that was used, but it's a ghost gun, and someone who's in the federal authorities or a cop should have to clarify exactly how a ghost gun is made. But from a 3D printer.
Mm-hmm.
He just made this thing off a 3D printer?
Dude, you can make anything.
3D printers can make anything.
That's incredible.
In fact,
like an operating firearm.
Yes.
You can just print that.
That's incredible.
You might be able to even make a car.
It's unbelievable to me.
Probably right.
Like, I don't even understand 3D printers.
Nope. Don't understand them at all. I don't understand regular printers. Beat up old printers that barely
work. We want to go down the I don't understand.
We'd be here for weeks.
Yeah, I don't understand.
Months.
I just don't understand.
How do you get a picture out of nothing?
How you can create and build a gun off of a printer.
Just so you print the parts.
I know. It's just incredible to me.
Yeah. How much is a 3D printer?
I've never been in the market
for one. Wanted to make pencils or something. I don't know, like something harmless,
right?
Simple. Like if you wanted to make screwdrivers or something.
I have no idea.
I'm sure they vary the prices.
Where could you even
buy one? I see
one
here for...
You go to Micro Center and buy a 3D printer?
I don't know. They sell them at Best Buy?
I don't have any idea.
I think they do. I think they sell them at Sam's Club.
They sell 3D printers?
They have one at Costco. I could go into Costco today and buy a 3D printer.
By the way, I was at your favorite store, Costco, the other day.
I do like Costco.
You guys are all huge Costco.
Probably got to go today.
I do like it.
You triggered something here.
Okay,
so I went in there. That's where I had to get Shocker, my steroid and my ibuprofen.
Okay, yeah.
All right.
Shocker, they have a pharmacy in a Costco.
I'm so, by the way, very efficient. They're the greatest.
Yeah.
I won't slam the others, but they're by far the best.
Yes.
Costco pharmacy rules. They get you in and out, 10 minutes.
There are some stores where I won't even entertain the thought of using their pharmacy.
Yeah.
And again, I will keep...
Does it have three letters?
No, actually, the three-letter store I use a lot.
But one in my neighborhood
there are some other stores
trash
that I just walk into the store and I look at what is surrounding the pharmacy, mm-hmm. and I would say, there's no chance I would get a prescription from here.
Right.
Look at the store around it.
So you remember when I had my whole TV debacle mm-hmm. a couple years ago, and I redid my room, and Mo redid
yes,
my room, and
sure.
Valdez and Drabby mercilessly mm-hmm. Attacked me. I can't even remember what the attack was about, but they attacked me. Oh, they didn't like the color I paint. They just thought my media room, they just trashed my media
room. All right.
And I replaced the projector with an 85-inch, mm-hmm. and it's spectacular.
Yeah.
They now have 98-inchers.
Oh.
98 inches for $1,500.
Big ones.
Yeah.
I should have
you
held
have to get
out.
One.
I should have held out like one more year. Not that
that's,
I need it.
That's
it's
too big. That's too big.
No, but I have a dedicated room. It would be fine.
It's not too big.
It's not too big.
It's
not too big.
I had an 85-incher
I have a
sitting in my garage.
Oh,
I
yeah,
didn't tell you this.
Yeah, yeah, you were going to get one from your neighbor.
I got
a deal,
it.
And you never, it was too big for your
$300
room?
$300 he sold it to me for.
It's too big for your room?
It was beautiful.
Yeah.
It was too big.
Did T say, no, that's a monstrosity. You're not putting that up
in
the house.
Well, I was going to put it in the basement.
You
but
didn't even try. Did
didn't
you?
Try because
you know
it was just too big.
It's too heavy. They're awkward. They're awkward.
They're very awkward. Yeah. I mean, I was going to hire someone to put it up.
Of course.
I wasn't going to put it up.
No.
But it was too big.
None of us are qualified to mount a TV on a wall. Not a single one of us.
And then so, you know what?
I know I'm not.
I told my neighbor had just moved in, and he was looking for a TV. I said, I got one for you, buddy. I gave it to him, gave him a great deal, gave it to him for exactly what I bought it for.
Okay, mm-hmm. Yep.
And I carried that SOB all the way over to his house.
Man, he got hooked.
He and I carried it from my garage to his basement.
He got a silly TV for $300.
Yes, he got hooked.
But think about it, getting back to the Mangione guy. He probably grew up with TVs like that everywhere.
Probably.
And he threw that all away to make, I guess, a greater, by murdering someone and trying to make a greater point.
What was his last order at McDonald's? That's the last coffee, time he'll ever eat McDonald's. Just coffee? No food?
No idea.
Got to eat something, right?
My understanding is he ordered a coffee.
Sausage McMuffin.
I think he was just killing time. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Like,
was he waiting for a bus?
I don't know. I
wonder what he was doing.
But to have that kind of life, to throw it away, he said at the end of his little manifesto, if it is in fact his, that this was like an act of war on him. Mm-hmm. Like, it had gotten to the point now where he thought, and now somebody said that his back, he also had like a nerve issue or something in his back.
Yeah, apparently he had a back problem.
And that he told someone that he would never be able to have an intimate relationship because of the back pain. Like, I don't know. What's going on in his brain?
He turned nuts. That's what happened.
Yeah.
And were you just going to shoot somebody in the middle of the street when there's cameras everywhere? I mean, he obviously knew there were cameras everywhere because he wore a mask and a hoodie. But, I mean, you're just throwing your life away. You're going to be on the run. You're 26. You're just going to be on the – even if you get away with it for a few weeks or months, you're on the run.
No, it's just a horrible life.
For the rest of your life?
No, it's horrible. I mean, it's just so many bad decisions.
Yeah.
And I know that Cakes is making a larger point when I say I'm stunned that he was a valedictorian, and Cakes is saying, well, anybody can do stuff. That's true. But I would bet that valedictorians are less likely than the average person to commit homicide. They just are.
I mean, unless they're crazy.
Maybe.
They just are.
I need numbers. I need to see the data.
They just are. You're just valedictorians aren't going to become murderers. And I know that, you have rogue everything, any profession, but it's just amazing.
Well, this story will become a movie, if not like a documentary. It'll be mm-hmm. out there in the next couple of years.
It kind of on a different
Zac
level.
Zac Efron will play him, by the way.
It reminds you a little bit of the Menendez brothers. Now, they just blew away their parents, and mm-hmm. they blamed sexual abuse, and who knows? The facts, the details of that case,
mm-hmm.
but another one, life of privilege,
throwing
just become,
it away.
Yeah, murderers.
Yeah,
it's great. Now, if you're sexually abused, that is an X factor that I can't.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, if you're so pissed off, if you hate somebody so much,
I'm not making a judgment.
But he had never met this guy.
Yeah.
All right. Don't forget, later in the show, in just about an hour and 20 minutes, Brian Robinson Jr. from the Commanders will join us, as he does every week during the NFL season that's coming up. On the Junks at 9 a.m. Our nation's heroes need your support. If you have an old car or extra vehicle that you no longer need, that sounds like somebody sitting to my right over here. Donating it to the Purple Heart Foundation can provide critical assistance to vets and their families. Donating a car is easy. You'll get free pickup and a tax receipt, and veterans will get the life-saving support that they need. Visit purpleheartfoundation.org. to donate a car and help our heroes. We need your support today. That's the purpleheartfoundation.org. Brian Robinson Jr. will join us coming up at 9 a.m. Coming off the bye week, Commanders preparing to take on the depleted New Orleans Saints in week 15 at the Superdome. So looking forward to talking to B-Rob at 9 a.m. So you want to keep listening.
B-Rob. I wonder where he went for his bye week.
Sounded like he was going to be kind of low-key.
Yeah.
Thought he said he might check in on his family.
Yeah, maybe he went back to Alabama.
He wasn't quite sure yet.
Yeah, but we can ask him.
All right, so for all you college football guys out there, Jason,
mm-hmm.
I know the Heisman is always a kind of an interesting, you know, it's like the most popular college trophy by far. And I guess everyone's saying Travis Hunter, he's the big guy now.
He's the overwhelming favorite. He's the overwhelming favorite, yeah.
He's minus 2,400 right now. He's leading by a lot. He's leading Genty from Boise State. He's second at plus 1,000.
Genty had a great year. I mean, he was trying to rival Barry Sanders' college record for rushing and touchdowns and didn't get there, but he had an unbelievable year. But Travis Hunter played both ways, took a ton of snaps. He was number 6 in the country in receiving yards. He was number 2 in the country in receiving touchdowns.
Mm-hmm. By the way,
and he's the best defensive back in football. He's the best player.
So they project him as a DB at the next level.
Oh, I have no idea where they project him. Elite. I mean, he could play both ways,
right?
But I'm not sure in the NFL if he would.
Did you guys see the elite troll job by Boise State when UNLV played there? Was it this past weekend?
Mm-hmm.
When I guess the UNLV quarterback, I guess, was quoted as saying, "He's like, I don't even know where Boise is on a map. Like, I couldn't find it." And then whenever he got sacked in the game. Because they're playing at Boise.
They did some sort of map thing.
They like on the big video board, they zoomed out from like outer space down to the exact spot
on the blue turf
where he was getting sacked. And that, I just thought that was fantastic.
It's a good bit.
That's good stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty funny. It's nice and petty, but I like it. I'm there for that.
But the four finalists are Travis Hunter, Genty, Dylan Gabriel, and who am I missing? Oh, Cam Ward.
Cam Ward.
Sure, so two quarterbacks, a receiver / DB, and an RB.
Was Shador never in the mix?
No.
Never, really?
Not really.
Yeah, they promoted him, but.
Say again? They promoted him, but
they promoted.
Nobody. There was no energy behind it.
No.
Yeah. I mean, he was one passing touchdown behind Cam Ward.
Right.
Aren't you happy, by the way, you don't have to worry about quarterbacks in the upcoming draft?
Yeah.
You don't have to sweat that position. Right. You don't have to worry about who you're going to pick, who's going to go top 10.
No, I am kind of worried about who we're going to pick. I do think that's an interesting conversation.
Sure, of course, but you can just scratch quarterback off the list.
Right.
What's
quarterback,
kinda...
you don't. Adam Peters and his staff, they don't have to worry about scouting. Now, a backup quarterback, sure. You want to pick one later in the draft, scout away. But like for your franchise signal caller,
no, you got him.
You're good for the next 10 years.
Yeah.
Barring a crazy injury or something.
What's kind of crazy about the schedule in the college football playoff is how spread out the games are. The first round games, you know, the 12 playing 5, 8 playing 9, 11 playing 6, and 10 playing 7, all being hosted by the lower seeds, first time ever in college football playoff history, where there's going to be home games. Very cool. Clemson will be playing at Texas. Tennessee will be playing at Ohio State. SMU will be playing at Penn State. I'm trying to get tickets for that game, if anybody's listening.
Mm-hmm. I see what you're doing
and
over there.
Indiana is playing at Notre Dame. Those games are, you know, these teams have an extra bye week because those games aren't until the following weekend. So they're not this weekend. This weekend's Army-Navy weekend. And then those games are the following weekend. But the teams that got byes, you know, the conference champions, Arizona State, Oregon, Boise, and Georgia, they don't play until New Year's Day. So they played this past weekend, you know, let's call it December 6th, 7th, and they're not going to play for almost a month. That's a big layoff. Now, a lot of these teams have huge layoffs just in the regular bowl season too, but for playoffs, I don't know, it's going to be interesting to see how the teams play after having a huge layoff. They're obviously going to get healthy. All these teams are going to get healthy because of the 2 and 3 week break. But
there'll be a little rust they have
there
to
might
knock
be.
Off a
yeah, there might
bit.
Be. Now those bye teams are not going to be playing at home. They're going to be playing at bowls. But it'll be interesting to see, you know, how they react to such a long layoff.
When do they announce the Heisman? It's before the national championship game, right? Isn't it? It's right around there. Is it?
No. It's like this weekend, I think.
I think isn't it usually the Saturday of the Army Navy game?
Yeah.
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 By the way, speaking of the Army Navy game.
Travis Hunter, by the way, on FanDuel is minus 4,000.
Valdez, any update on your parking sitch for the upcoming Army Navy game?
All good.
Oh, you're good.
Oh, yeah. You got it straight out.
Did you do the
donation route you were considering?
No. Actually, there's an RV bus lot you can use on like Park Wiz. So
you actually just found something like legit.
A legit thing that was like $133.
Way better than the $1,700 or whatever you're looking at.
You're happy to pay $133.
Yes.
So. Love it.
Awesome. Good. All set.
Yep. Excellent. Excellent.
Go Army.
News.
Beat Navy.
Hey, Jason,
Army 6.5-point favorite.
Janty can still break Barry Sanders' record.
He can't break the touchdown record, can he?
No, he can break the yardage record.
Well,
he's 131 yards short.
Oh, okay.
He could easily break that. Yeah. He had 209 in his last one.
Oh, okay, sorry. So he can't break the.
They count bowl and playoff games since 2002.
He's such a.
I think what did Sanders have in the touchdowns? He had mid 30s, didn't he, or 38?
37.
Yeah. All right, so good. I'm pushing for him to break that.
Drabby, you don't know where that. I would assume if Hunter is the best DB in college. It's harder to find great corners than it is great receivers. I would assume he plays corner at the NFL level.
I would assume that too.
It's harder to find great corners.
Depends on the team, but I'm sure they'll have packages for him on offense.
Yep.
Yeah.
I think you have to. He's just too good.
They'll try it out, see how it goes for a while, see if he can remain healthy.
Yeah, I don't see it being a real two-way thing, but I mean like I would see it be like a spot two-way.
I mean, let's look at the current, you know, worst records in the NFL. Raiders and Giants, both with two wins, are both desperate for quarterbacks. So you would assume that they're both going to be in the mix for a quarterback in the draft. But let's just say the Patriots have the third pick.
They're not picking a quarterback.
They're not picking a quarterback. Yep. They're going to go, they would go Travis Hunter.
So he's projected definitely to go top three.
I've seen him going one in some mock drafts, but that depends on the team.
And by the way, right. If I'm the Patriots, especially if I'm Drake May, I'm going to lobby hard for him to get offensive snaps too. Mm. Like, I'm going to lobby for him to be primarily an offensive player.
What
if
about
I'm Drake
this?
May.
We have all of this. We have a lot of money. We don't have a lot of draft capital. We have like good draft capital, but what about trading up to get him? Because we need a corner
to get
and
Travis
a receiver.
Hunter?
You got to trade. Yeah,
we need a quarter and a receiver. I mean,
you're gonna have to trade.
Commanders
way up.
Are gonna be picking in the 20s, most likely.
You'd have to give up a ton.
I don't think that's
not worth it.
I don't think that's in the Adam Peters playbook.
Yeah, I mean, if you were, let's just say they're drafting 21 or 22, and you got to get up in the probably in the top three or four.
I mean, then you're
first round this year. Hold on, first and second round this year, and a first round next year.
Probably wouldn't.
That wouldn't do it.
Probably not.
They would have to give that up to move from 6 to 3.
Yeah, you probably have to give up. Yeah,
okay, you can mock me. I'm just talking out loud.
It's not possible.
It's just too much to give up.
He solves a lot.
It's not possible!
I like the idea.
I like it in theory, but I just don't think...
The other teams
they're
that are...
going to do that.
The Jets are going to be in the market for a quarterback.
Yep.
Cleveland? Would Cleveland be in the market to draft a quarterback?
Possibly.
Even though they got Deshaun for the next couple years? But
no,
he sucks.
They got to be in the market.
So I think the Patriots, that's the team that Travis Hunter would be targeted by.
And
they would use him.
And that's what number-ish?
Well, I don't know.
Roughly.
I mean, right now, I don't know who has the number one right now between the Raiders and Giants, but they have the worst record. So two wins, and then Browns, Tennessee, Jacksonville, the Pats, the Jets all have three wins. So, you know, there's a few weeks to go, but I'm just talking about the teams that are desperate for quarterbacks and are probably targeting them in the draft. I would think the Giants and Raiders certainly are.
When the Falcons drafted Julio Jones, right? They traded up to get him, right?
Yep, traded with Cleveland.
How many ones did they give up for Julio Jones?
I'd have to go back and look. I don't recall off the top of my head.
You remember?
You have to Google that one.
It was a big haul.
It was a big haul.
It was a lot.
I'm suggesting a Julio Jones-like move.
Okay. You know what? Send a text to Adam Peters.
I'm gonna put a bug in his ear.
See
he probably hadn't
do.
Thought about it, Cakes. So I'm gonna put a bug in his ear.
You do that.
Yeah.
All right, when we come back, we're gonna get some calls from the listeners at 800-636-1067 on the MGM National Harbor listener lines. What scares you specifically about this matchup with the New Orleans Saints for the Commanders? Is there anything that scares you about the Saints?
And
the Saints
do you agree with us?
Yes.
What scares you?
And do you agree with us that this is a must-win game?
Yeah. 800-636-1067. As Commanders fans, what scares you or intrigues you about the matchup with the Saints coming out of the bye week? What's the game plan for the Commanders to try to get two or three wins coming out of the bye to secure a playoff spot? 800-636-1067. 1067. What concerns you the most about the matchup with the Saints? We'll take your calls next.